This is Ozarks at Large. A federal judge has ruled against two Benton County companies in a civil lawsuit that involved workers sent to a rehabilitation program. The companies are the Drug and Alcohol Recovery Program and Hendron Plastics, which is owned by Republican State Senator Jim Hendron of Gravette. The workers who were sent to DARP came mostly from Benton and Washington County drug courts. Some came from Oklahoma as well. DARP provided housing, food, and necessities, but no paycheck for the work done at Hendron Plastics, according to Little Rock attorney Tim Stedman, who represents the complainants. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek spoke with Stedman about the judge's ruling.
Before we get to the details of the civil suit, can you walk us back a little bit and just explain what the Drug and Alcohol Recovery Program is and how people end up there?
Sure. DARP, Drug and Alcohol Recovery Program, is essentially a work camp. They adamantly say that they don't provide treatment. If you are a participant in a drug court program, you might be ordered to go to DARP to obtain drug recovery services, which consisted of working, going to church, and some NA and AA meetings and some other classes they might offer on site.
So how does Hendron Plastics fit into this DARP program and the drug court system?
Well, DARP, as I said, is essentially a work camp. And what DARP did is they went around to local businesses and essentially offered their participants as a labor source. One of the businesses that used DARP's workers was Hendron Plastics. And Hendron Plastics and DARP entered into a contract where DARP would provide it with people to work and Hendron would pay DARP.
So DARP provided the labor and Hendron Plastics paid DARP for that labor. What do the complainants in this class action suit, which involves around 180 people who went through DARP, what do these complainants want?
The complainants said that they were employees of both Hendron and DARP. They did work. They worked 40 to 48 hours a week, and that they should get paid wages for their labor. And they didn't receive any wages at all while they were there.
So how much do these unpaid wages amount to? What can the complainants expect out of this lawsuit?
Luckily, it's a pretty easy math problem. Undisputed that the class members worked a little over 76,000 hours for Hendron Plastics, regular hours, and about 1,600 overtime hours. We know what the minimum wage rate in effect in Arkansas was at the time the work was performed. You do that math problem. Total, the class is owed around $1.2 million.
U.S. District Judge Tim Brooks sided with the complainants, but what did the defendants have to say about whether or not these people were employees?
And this is why this is an important case. The defendants' argument, in a nutshell, was that the minimum wage laws don't protect these participants. Now, these participants, even though they were required to work at a for-profit manufacturing company building boat floats, that they weren't entitled to any money at all because they were in drug court.
And the judge issued a summary judgment in this case, so this didn't go before a jury. What are your key takeaways from what he had to say about the ruling?
I think the key takeaways are that individuals who are required to work at a for-profit manufacturing facility are employers. I'm especially thankful that the court recognized the extraordinary benefit that Hendron Plastics received from essentially having a captive labor source that they could utilize to produce their product, which not only was detrimental to the plaintiffs and the class, but it's unfair to Hendron Plastics' other competitors, and it also displaced other people who might be working for a job. The court really recognized that that was a benefit to Hendron Plastics to have used this labor source.
There's a different case in Oklahoma that also has to do with using free labor from a rehabilitation agency. It involves Simmons Industries, which is a major poultry producer in Northwest Arkansas. What does the ruling in the Hendron Plastics case mean for similar cases?
I think it's a very positive sign. Judge Brooks's opinion is very thorough, and it's very persuasive. And unfortunately, this situation where participants in drug court programs have been required to work, usually with threats of incarceration if they don't work efficiently, where they're kicked out of programs, if they get hurt working in jobs for private industry and manufacturing plants, this situation has popped up all over the country. And I think that Judge Brooks's opinion is very persuasive that the minimum wage and overtime laws continue to protect these individuals.
Do you think this summary judgment will have any kind of impact on how these programs are run or used?
I mean, I certainly hope so, because there's underlying a lot of this is the complaints we've heard about the conditions at these work camps, what happens when you get hurt on the job, when you're physically unable to perform the jobs that they assign to you, those kinds of things. This whole system seems very unregulated, and I think this is an important first step to stepping in and saying that there are limits, that people in drug courts do have rights, even though they may have addiction problems that have led to other criminal behaviors. They still have rights, and they can't be treated poorly.
And in his judgment, Judge Brooks does question whether these types of programs actually lead to any kind of rehabilitation.
Exactly. And that DARP admitted and, in fact, protested if they were said to have provided any treatment services, because they aren't licensed to provide any treatment. The services that the plaintiffs and other participants were getting at DARP were very, very minimal.
Does something need to be done or addressed on a state level regarding these types of facilities?
I would certainly like to see drug courts maybe take a harder look at where they're sending folks and make sure that they really are providing treatment services, and that the whole treatment, rehabilitation, recovery aspect isn't this idea of work therapy. That if only we can get people in jobs and teach them a work ethic, that will overcome their addiction problem.
Thank you so much for speaking with us and walking us through that.
Thank you, Suzanne. I hope you have a good afternoon.
Little Rock attorney Tim Stedman represented complainants in a civil lawsuit against DARP and Hendron Plastics. In a statement to our content partner Talk Business and Politics, Senator Jim Hendron says he will appeal the court's decision, not only because his attorneys have told him it conflicts with the law and other precedents set across the country, but also because he continues to believe rehabilitation and recovery efforts are preferable to filling Arkansas's prisons with nonviolent drug and alcohol offenders. Hendron Plastics ended its arrangement with DARP in October 2017 after lawsuits were filed. Attorney Tim Stedman says he believes the judge's decision will be held up on appeal.